What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Full Press Blackhawks. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer. We got a lot to talk about in this episode for you. The Blackhawks had an up and down weekend, okay? We got to be honest. But look, they're prevailing. They're doing their thing. You got to like it overall for the Blackhawks. They're trying to push through. We're going to recap their weekend game against the Washington Capitals. And then we're going to take it when they took on the Arizona Coyotes. And we're also going to recap if they did anything in the trade deadline. Teaser alert. They didn't do anything. But we're going to explain all that and more this weekend. And we're also going to talk about their upcoming matchup as well for the Chicago Blackhawks team, as their next matchup is against the Anaheim Ducks. Another one they should win. It'll be great if they can probably put together something overall. Now, let's get into our first matchup that they talked about, which was earlier on Saturday against the Washington Capitals. Now, look, you know how we do it. We go up by score with this one. It was kind of like a blowout, let's be honest. I mean, this game was done. They lost that game 4-1 in this one. Let's give you the score plays. Washington scored the first four goals right off the top. I mean, three goals in the first period, it was already pretty much a done deal. Maybe they can cut into the lead in the second period. But once they scored that fourth goal in the second, I was like, okay, it's over in that one. So then in the third, they did get a score from Tyler Johnson in that one. But it was pretty much a done deal in that one. Now, if you're looking at the shots on goal, the Blackhawks were aggressive. They just couldn't get anything going in that game. It was some crazy puck play, too, by Connor Bedard. I mean, they, like, highlighted that. Like, look at the puck play. Like, it was just him against nobody. It was amazing. And then all sides, it was just ridiculous. But the skill that Connor Bedard had is just unreal. But 32 shots on goal for the Blackhawks, while you had 26 overall for the Washington Capitals. 56% in the faceoff percentage, while 44% for the Washington Capitals. We had four power play chances, didn't score and capitalize on any of them, 0%. They had four and they scored on one of theirs, so that hurt 25%. Eight penalty minutes apiece, 25 hits for the Blackhawks, 17 for the Washington Capitals, 17 blocks for the Capitals, 8 for the Blackhawks, 0.846 save percentage for the Blackhawks, 0.969 for the Washington Capitals. Look, this was a game where they didn't capitalize again on scoring. That's going to happen a lot as this season progressed. Like, they're just one of the worst scoring teams overall. We know that. So the fact that it's a power play chance, and those your chance to really get it going, and you don't, that hurts this team overall, and it really showed in this game. And that was the thing that was the most frustrating, because when they had a chance to really capitalize, they didn't. And that's the thing that hurts this team overall. You can't be getting four chances on power plays and not capitalize on at least one of them. At least the Washington Capitals capitalize on something. And that's the thing that hurts this team overall. If they continue to play like this, it's always going to be a bad one for this Washington Capitals team. But hopefully they can bounce back and do some stuff. But, I mean, the highlight of this game was not even more of the goal scored by Tyler Johnson, which was his 13th goal of the season. It was kind of a dart, kind of doing some nice little puck move and puck handling against the Washington Capitals. That was the thing that was probably the highlight of this whole game. Besides that, I mean, this game was done from jump. Like, after the first period, you looked at this game, was like, okay, yep, it's over. What else is going to happen? Then you just hope like the others can get something going and they can carry over into the next game. And that's what you wanted overall in this one. But this one was a bad loss. You can tell right now. And it hurt. You had Luke Richardson talking about this game, said, I didn't think we were really physical. We wasn't mentally into the game. And it showed. And that's exactly what this game showed. He said, we got behind at the end of the period. We picked our game up and created some power play opportunities. And that definitely gave us some life, and that gave us a little bit of life. But at the same time, you didn't capitalize on it. So he kept saying, we tried to push, and then the third period was probably our best. But by that time, it was a 4-0 lead. You know, when the Blackhawks give up, like, at least 4 points, it's a wrap for this team. And you just wanted at that point just to see if this can carry over into the next game against the Arizona Coyotes. Which gets us into that game, because they had an offensive explosion, the Blackhawks, in that one. I predicted this team to kind of win. Overall, I did think they had their number. Now, I was a little nervous when Clayton Keller did return overall for the Arizona Coyotes. But let's break this thing down. Let's start it off in the first period. I just mentioned his name in the first period. Clayton Keller scores. I'm telling you, I love this dude. Like, I love him playing. And I want him to get so frustrated to a point where he's like, I want out of here. I want to go somewhere else. And then goes to the Blackhawks or something. But anyway, he scores a goal to put them up 1-0 in the first period. Then it's getting tough because Clayton Keller scores again. It was like the same play over and over again. 2-0. But look, That did not deter the Blackhawks in that second period, because then after that it's 2-0 early in the second period. But with that being said, they scored like literally 11 seconds into that game, by the way. But then Connor Bedard scores, and that's somebody else I predicted along the way. Scores a goal in this one, assisted by Ryan Donato and Reese Johnson. Helped them out in that one, so they cut the lead in half 2-1. And then, like a minute later, a goal scored by Colin Blackwell, assisted by Joey Anderson in that one. That ties the game up 2-2. And then power play. You finally capitalized on a power play, and it was Connor Bedard scoring on the power play, assisted by Philip Kurashev and Seth Jones in that one. That helped them out big, and that one put them up 3-2. Then the Coyotes did tie it up at 3-3, but then another power play goal scored by Tyler Johnson, assisted by Connor Bedard and Seth Jones, that put them up 4-3. I mean, look, in that game alone, it was 1-0, okay? You had, like, in that one alone, 6 goals scored in that game. I mean, it was beautiful overall. And you thought, like, okay, that might be enough. 3-4, that could be it. The Blackhawks scored again going into the third period, 33 seconds into the period, with Colin Blackwell, assisted by Seth Jones and Jason Dickerson, puts them up 5-3. But then a goal scored by the Arizona Coyotes that kind of made it a little scary overall. It was then down only by 1 in this one for the Coyotes, so it was 5-4. Then Ryan Donato scores in that one, puts them up 6-4, and then an empty netter by Colin Blackwell again, assisted by Seth Jones. That one was great, because you know what? That's what you call a hat trick. Colin Blackwell was doing his thing overall. I mean, look at this. 4 shots on goal. He had 3 goals. Give him the hat trick. You gotta love it. They win this game 7-4. That's the highest points that they scored so far this season. You gotta like it overall. Let's tell you the stats right now. Shots on goal, 36 for the Coyotes, 41 for the Blackhawks. They won on the faceoff percentage in this win too, which you gotta like. They don't really win too much when they win the game and win the faceoff percentage. They won that one 56.9. They also won in the power play percentage, 40%, 5 chances overall. They scored on 2 of them. They, the Arizona Coyotes, only had 2. They didn't get any of that one. 15 penalty minutes for the Arizona Coyotes. That's hurting them overall. The one thing about this Arizona Coyotes team, they're a bad defensive team, and they commit too many penalties overall, and that's the thing that hurt them in the last game against the Blackhawks, and I thought that was going to carry over again. They just had to make sure they capitalized and score, and they did do that. 9 penalty minutes for the Blackhawks, 24 hits for the Blackhawks, 15 for the Coyotes, 14 blocks for the Coyotes, 12 for the Blackhawks, 0.889 save percentage for the Blackhawks, and 0.829 for the Arizona Coyotes. I mean, this one was just a great win overall, and this is the type of win that you want to see for this team. That's what makes this one so great for this one. I love this matchup overall for them. The fact that, like I said, you got a hat trick for Colin Blackwell, that was great. And then you had Connor Bedard getting, like, look, he had 2 goals scored, 1 a power play, and then he assisted on one as well. So you got to love that one. Look, the fact that you fell down 2-0 and came back, this is one of your better wins overall, because you saw him down 2-0. Caden Keller looked like he just had their number. It didn't look too good. Colin Blackwell was really doing his thing with the hat trick, so you got to love that in this one. But the fact that Connor Bedard finished with a season high, he had 16 shot attempts on Saturday against the Washington Capitals, and then you follow that up with a 3-point outing. Beautiful overall. I love that. He also had 7 shots on goal in this game, so that also matches his season high. So that's what you want overall from Connor Bedard. Now, the fact that the entire building was on a hat trick watch for Connor Bedard and it switched to Colin Blackwell was great overall. So it was his first NHL hat trick. You got to like that. So it was a good look for him. Remember, he was also supposed to be mentioned in the trade room and he didn't get traded. So you got to like that overall. This was just a great win in this one. Now you got a win and you got a nice pairing right now. But with Vlasic and Seth Jones on the defensive side, they look like they're doing something special. And, you know, they're officially now eliminated from playoff contention. But with that being said, I mean, look, you can now take this and kind of build on that as you get ready to take on the Anaheim Ducks. And speaking of that game, let's talk about that one real quick. Look, they're going against the Anaheim Ducks in this one. This is a game that I feel the Blackhawks could kind of steal another win and get a back-to-back win. I think they only had that, what, once so far this season in back-to-back wins. I mean, this has been a lot of losses along the way for the Chicago Blackhawks team. So they're going to need a good win. And look, going against the Anaheim Ducks, this is one that you could take advantage of. Look, they already won one game against them, okay? So that's going to help them out. This team right now is 30th overall in goal scoring. They average 2.6, and they give up 3.3 goals a game. Now, let's see if they can build off this whole foundation of just scoring 7 points, which is a high overall, I feel, for this Blackhawks team. Now, another thing, they're 23rd in pretty much faceoff percentage. They're 24th in save percentage right now. So this is something that they could take advantage and try to get a win in this one. Their young player right now is kind of on the injury report, so that's helping them out. This is a game, the Colin Bedard, and you can have Jason Dickerson, maybe the likes of Joey Anderson and Colin Blackwell, if they can step up and really keep it going. And we can't forget about Nick Foligno. These players can do it. They could probably win this game. And I'm really predicting that they could kind of steal this one and take it. So I'm going to probably root for the Blackhawks. And I think they're going to steal that win. And we're going to recap that game and more in our next episode of Full Press Blackhawks. We're going to break that down, the game, everything that comes between, any injury reports, anything happened. Look, we told you already that we were supposed to talk about that trade deadline. But look, nothing really happened for the Blackhawks. The only player we thought could have been was Colin Blackwell. And you saw him ball out and play. So it was a good thing that we did keep him. Great job overall. This has been another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer. I'll talk to you guys next time, man. Peace.